same sizes. We're not defining the size. But to note is that when properties get too narrow, they lose their marketability, value, and other things. This property right now is being listed as 18.3 feet wide. That's one of the narrower properties we see before this board. It goes 16 feet. I've never seen a property 16 feet it come before this board over 40 years and in there. The height of the building is below our height, so that is conforming also. The setback sides themselves do provide the 5 feet, which is actually greater than if it was a single family house, and actually greater than other parts that are actually more congested well in this city in other parts of the zone. So the 5 feet is serviceable and does meet emergency requirements and does meet other aspects of the city. In addition to the property that was being replaced was a 1908 structure, which is by all intents is an obsolete structure. It's being replaced by a new structure. All of these things are congruent within our master plan. And in addition to that, the idea that it is a side by side, there is no subdivision required here. It is being built on the pre-existing. So with that, I vote in favor.
Lorraine Salata.
First, I'd like to thank the neighbors for coming out. We always appreciate their input. Might not always agree, but it's always good to hear, and it keeps us all on our toes. This is interesting because we're dealing with an undersized lot to begin with, and to Jay's point, they have a right to use their property. And what's interesting is many of these conversations that we had, if they were building a single family home, those problems would disappear. So they really, their setbacks, I don't find them a concern, even though we're giving them relief for that, because you still have a 5 foot setback, which is more than many of the areas in the city. They've met their coverage is under, their height is under, they've improved their parking, they've made it a FEMA compliant property, which helps every taxpayer in the city. And in my opinion, it does not add to the density of the neighborhood. I could not find one good reason to deny this application, so I will vote in favor of it.
Dan Smith III.
I'm also going to vote in favor of the application for a lot of the reasons that have already been mentioned. But I think the design and curb appeal will add to values in the neighborhood and encourage people to upgrade. And I think when you have a FEMA compliant home, it's such a plus for everyone who is adjoining it and surrounding it. The drainage issues will be solved by the engineer, and everybody who owns property is responsible for their own water. So this is something that, if it doesn't go that way, in future you can bring that to the building departments, and they would make that comply. But when people have been out of the structures for this amount of time and what is going on here, I think that the 5 yard setback is definitely acceptable, because we've seen narrower to my knowledge, it's acceptable to the fire department. Like Lorraine said, I don't see any reason to deny this, and I'm going to vote for it.
Mike Wiesen.
It was good to see the neighbors come out. When I saw so many come, I thought initially when I looked at this property, they were coming in favor. The reasons they stated, I think a lot of the answers were answered in their favor. It was almost like going to that Gucci movie and seeing the whole bridal party on one side and nobody on this side. I think they did the best they possibly could do after 9 years of trying to make this property conform and fit into the neighborhood as well as they did. Got to emphasize, if this was a single family, we would only need 4 feet, and this wouldn't even happen. You're getting five, dealing with REM. They're lucky they're still standing, because it is one of the hardest things you'll ever do in your entire life. Because I went through it, and if somebody gave me free money again, I'd give them money not to give me free money. That's how hard it was, and stressful, and making decisions, and meeting deadlines. So I hope the neighbors accept the new building with a hands out. And I think they will when it's done. It's always a concern before it's finished. But when it's finished, I think you're going to have a product where you're going to have parking. You're going to have a new structure. And maybe everybody will have a party in that 5-foot setback. I'm in favor.
Peter Taco.
I'm also going to vote in favor of the application for most of the reasons that have already been stated. I feel that the owners have made a compromise already. It went from 4'1" to 5'. We've had multiple, many applications come through in the 2.5 to 3-foot range between properties. It looks like a gift to me at 5 feet. So. I'm in favor of it.
Tim Coop.
I'm also going to vote in favor. New construction, FEMA compliant. These are ads for the city. The lot is significantly undersized. It's you know, and you can't change it. It's undersized by almost a third. So to try to fit all of the setbacks, you could have an unbuildable lot. So. I do think some reasonable allowances need to be given, and I think they have designed something that will fit well, provide parking, and is a good job. And I hadn't mentioned, they also have landscaping, which I think is also a good thing for the neighborhood and for our flood abatement. So I'm going to vote in favor.
Greer Gaskell.
I also vote yes for all the reasons that have been stated already. I really like the parking. I believe they're going to be gaining 3 parking spaces where you can only park one out front and maybe one driveway. The curb appeal would be a lot better. The FEMA and the 5-foot setback, I don't think is that bad. And I think it'll, hopefully the neighborhood will see this new dwelling going up and maybe help the neighborhood out with new homes.
Okay, you have been granted. Congratulations, and thank you for coming this evening. And I wish you the best of luck. You've had a long duration. And to those of you who have come this evening, I appreciate your comments and appreciate the time that you spent coming here. And it's duly noted. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there any further business?
I don't have any.
Do you have any business? At this point, I have a motion for adjournment.
Motion for adjournment.
They have a motion for adjournment.
You got the first seat tonight.
What?
Somewhere to be tonight.
No.
No. It's all a holiday story or something.
I
like it.
Yeah. They have a motion for adjournment.
Motion.
Second.
Okay, we are adjourned.
Okay. In favor. Aye.
Of course, I named Jeffrey. Christmas.